Hello everybody, yes, sirs. I am back. After taking some days off due to Easter, I'm back, renewed, but still tired from the courses. Today we speak of marriage. The whole session is dedicated to my Brasiliano friend, Clay John, asking him publicly to forgive me for not recognizing that his name was a male one. Clay John loves Greece, ο Clay John αγαπάει την Ελλάδα, and will marry his beloved Paloma. Paloma, your name in Greek is Peristeri. So let's begin. Marriage or wedding is gamos. This word derives from the ancient Greek verb gamo, which meant I'm getting married. But today it is the root word for saying I have sex. Well, beyond this funny thing, you can find the word monogamic. Mono means only one, and gamic is from the word gamos. So it is he or she who has only one sexual partner or marries one man or one woman. Then there is a lot of botanologic terminology as gamocyte or gametogenesis, anything, things like this. So the verb in ancient Greek is gamo, but in modern you say παντρεύομαι. I will say it all for you. Παντρεύομαι, I marry. You marry, παντρεύεσαι. He, she marries, παντρεύεται. We marry, παντρευόμαστε. You marry, παντρευόσαστε. They marry, παντρεύονται. Bride or νύφη, we get nympho from this word, is dressed in a white traditional wedding dress called νυφικό. The groom is γαμπρός. He goes first to the church, waiting for the bride. She is late in purpose. She comes accompanied by her father or brother. He keeps her hand, and when they reach the groom, he gives her hand to him. The ceremony begins. In some point, they start working around a circle floor in the church, and everybody throws rizi, rice, for good luck. It is the dance of Isaiah, ο χορός του Ισαΐα. Theologically, after this round, you are officially married. Then the priest goes, «Η δε γινή να φοβάται τον άντρα», which means the woman must respect her husband. And at this moment, she puts her foot on her groom's foot, expressing her independence. She respects her groom, but this is something bilateral. After the ceremony is over, a big feast is held. The key person here appears to be the kumbaros for male or kumbara for female, which apparently is a Turkish word for the best man. He or she has a key role in the gamos process. The little white-dressed girls who hold bride's dress are called paranifakia. In ancient Athens, wedding was a night ceremony. The bride was carried on a chariot from her house to the groom's house, and a company of torch carriers and musicians would follow behind the chariot, and all the friends and the family as well. Let's learn some cool wedding phrases in modern Greek and then in ancient Greek, starting with modern Greek. When you see the couple, you say «Kalous apogonous», «Have nice offsprings», or «I wish that your children will be good persons», let's say. After this, you go to the family members and you say «να σας ζήσουν», «να σας ζήσουν», really a difficult one, eh? Which means «long live them». They answer «και στα δικά σας», «I wish that you marry too», or «share this happiness as well». Well, the translation is not really accurate here, but it's really difficult to give another one. Or if you are married, then they just say «ευχαριστώ», «thank you». Some cool expressions then in ancient Greek. Voulo me gaminsi, I wanna marry you. It's so funny in modern Greek, do not tell it anywhere. Το λοιπόν του βίου μου μετά σου βιώσω. I will live the rest of my life with you. το λοιπόν του βίου μου μετά σου βιώσω. I like this one. Βίων ανθόσπαρτων. A life full of flowers. Well, this is a wish still given up today. Pretty much we are done. This was it for today. Hit your wedding in Greece. And stay tuned.